A little-known opera composed by the influential American writer Ezra Pound receives its UK premiere tonight at the London Contemporary Music Festival. The opera, called Le Testament de Villon, was first performed in Paris in 1926 and immediately hailed as a modernist triumph. But an expert on his work says Pound knew nothing about music and broke all the rules. Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones reports.
He was a critic, editor, economist, and most famously, a poet. Here's Ezra Pound reading one of his self-portrait poems.
For 3 years out of key with his time, he strove to resuscitate the dead art of poetry.
But Ezra Pound's career as a composer is much less well known. Yet in the early 1920s, he composed an opera, Le Testament de Villon, about a medieval French poet who, while writing his will, recalls his encounters with prostitutes and criminals. Now it's being staged in the UK for the first time by Igor Toroni-Lalic.
To honour him as a musical person, I think, is really vital. The first performance was in Paris, and he basically invited all his friends, including Eliot, Hemingway, Brancusi. Eliot apparently snuck out before the end. Pound himself was on the drums, and so it was an extraordinary moment, and it has sort of been forgotten.
Pound didn't study music, and the score can be rough, raw, and rather wild. Even the president of the Ezra Pound Society, Roxana Preda, says it's hell on earth.
It is one of the craziest innovations in modernist music. Pound was, by virtue of his being a total amateur and knowing nothing about music as a process of composition, he broke all the rules. And this is why Le Testament is foundational. It belongs to the history of modernist music.
Ezra Pound went on to start another opera, as well as writing several violin pieces. But Le Testament remains the high point of his music making.